Welcome to Kitzurei Kitzur. We're up to Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, the halachos of Kriyas Megillah, Siftes Zayin. Here the Kitzur tells us that if someone was already Yoitze Kriyas Megillah, and he's now reading to be Moitzi somebody else, if the person who he's reading for knows how to make the brachas themselves, they should make their bracha. If it's a woman, then it's better that the Koire makes the bracha, and he says, "Shekel the shonu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu lishmoya megillah," instead of al mikra megillah, because there are shittas that hold that the chiyuv for a woman is to hear the megillah, not to read it. Next, Ketzer says that on Shabbos, which isn't Purim, you're allowed to move a megillah. However, if Purim falls out on Sunday, you're not allowed to bring the megillah to shul on Shabbos, with an erev obviously, in order to lay it on Matzah Shabbos, even if you have that Erev, because that's Hachono Mishabbos L'chol. Aside from that, the Megillah does not fall under any category of Muksa. If the Tzibur does not have someone to lay Megillah for them properly, he can read it without all of the Ta'omim, the cantillations. He should just read the words correctly, pronounce them correctly, so that the meaning doesn't change. Right? If you're starting from Mordechai Yoyishev, and he reads Yoshav, which would make it past tense that he sat, or if instead of saying Vahoma Noifel, he says Vahoma Nofal, or anything like that, Bidyeved, they would still not be Yoitze. It has to be repeated. The brachas would not be repeated, though, the second time around. If need be, he could even put Nekudos in his Megillah so that he could read it correctly, because this is considered a Shasat Chak. In fact, it's better to do that than to have someone else read it from the Chumash and aid him in reading it from the Megillah. Because since the one who's reading it from the Chumash, even though he's reading it very quietly, he cannot focus on what the Kairi is repeating, and then he's not going to be Yaitza. He's only going to be reading it from a Chumash, not from the Megillah. And yeah, not Yaitza. If this does happen, then the one who was reading it from the Chumash, giving the cues, has to hear Megillah again from a Kosher Megillah. If an entire Tzibur does not have a Kosher Megillah, that conforms to all the halachas of a Megillah. If it's still written on a klaf correctly, it's just missing some words in the middle. Since it's not missing an entire topic, you can still read from that. Although the Bir Halacha says that a Megillah is also possible if most of the words have smudges or incomplete letters. You can make a bracha on that Megillah. When you get up to that part where the letters are reading, he should read that part by heart, or someone else should say it quietly from a chumash to give him the cue of what to say in that missing piece of the Megillah. However, if they don't have a Megillah at all, or if it's missing an entire inyan, or the beginning or the end of the Megillah is missing, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that if a few words are missing from the first or last pasuk, it would still be kosher. Only a pasuk of the entire first or last pasuk is missing. In that case, everyone should take out a chumash and lean Megillas Esther themselves without a bracha. An individual, someone who's not with a minyan, and all he has is a pasuk Megillah, he should lean from that pasuk Megillah without a bracha, better than a chumash. Next, an Ovel who is still in Shiva, in the first 7 days of the death of a parent, sibling, or child, he is noeg all the Dine Avelus, even on Purim. The Mishnah Berurah does, however, bring a number of Shitos of Poskim that say that the Avelus is suspended during Purim, and the Ovel only needs to keep Avelus Bitzino. The Kitcher says that he's in full Avelus, and it's also for him to watch any simcha. Even the Mishnah Berurah says that his festivities should be curtailed, although not entirely restricted. He is, however, mutter to wear shoes and sit on a chair, because these are farhesia. Everyone's going to see that. And you can't make a public demonstration of Avelus on Purim. At night, he's able to get a minyan together in his house for Megillah, which would be better than going to shul. But if he can't get a minyan, he should daven Marav in his house and then go to shul for the Megillah laning. If it's Matzoy Shabbos, Purim falls out of Matzoy Shabbos, he should go to shul after Suda Shlishit, while it's still day, while it's still Shabbos, and then he can stay there for Megillah after Maariv. On Purim day, he should go to shul for Shachris and for the Megillah leaning that follows. For anything that doesn't relate to a mitzvah, the Avel should stay at home. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.